This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This Monday, President's Day, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll continue the conversation about the lack of competition. Sports coming up at 11 o'clock. We'll turn our attention to the arrivals here in camp. Just looking through some of the videos on social media. And, I mean, look, Jason Dominguez looks jacked. Soto looks great, as you mentioned before, BT. Pete Alonso's back. I'm assuming we'll hear from him at some point today, probably later on, though. I don't know if it's going to be before off the air or not, but I am fascinated to hear what Pete Alonso says. We've heard from the owner. We've heard from David Stearns. We have not heard from Pete Alonso yet, as he is now back officially in the fold with the Mets. We'll do that coming up next hour, all the baseball stuff. 888-808-1019. Mike is in Vermont. What's up, Mike?
Hey, BT and Sal, thanks for taking my call.
All right, Mike.
First-time caller. But hey, I just want to say I love you guys' show. I think you guys have the best sports talk and great chemistry.
Thank you.
But thank you. So with this hockey mid-season tournament, I know it's contrived, but would you rather have a hockey all-star game, which feels really fake, and these guys are really competing? And then what I also want to say is it's actually safer for guys to be playing this time of year because they're in mid-season form. Where if you try to, upset their, their rest off-season, like these guys are playing hockey every night. So it's actually a safer time to do it than, say, summertime or, trying to ramp up like World Baseball Classic.
Mike, I actually agree with that. I mean, if you were to... You know, the thought is, well, if you do it during the summer, that it would be a better brand of hockey. But not, I mean, you've got to get some rest, and season ends, especially the guys who go deep into the playoffs into the Stanley Cup, and then you got to take a little time. Then you got to ratchet things up unnaturally. So, listen, that's why there's really no perfect solution, and I don't pretend to know what. I just don't think there is one.
Right. Well, here's the difference, though. It may be better, physically, while the players are still in mid-season form, literally, but if you have an injury happen in the offseason, it's the offseason. That's the whole point. Edwin Diaz was getting ramped up for the start of the baseball season, and he got hurt. It torpedoed the Mets season before it even begun. And what happens if somebody gets hurt now? Like, Ranger fans can say, oh, it was great. The level of competition was awesome. That's great. And then he went down for USA, whoever it may be. Trocheck, pick a guy. Whoever. Oilers fans loving McDavid. He goes down for Canada. Now you're going to be, oh, well, you know what? At least he was representing Team Canada. For me, I have a problem with that. And it's not a problem. My issue is not with this Four Nations tournament, which is far greater than the competitive level that we would have seen in an otherwise, NHL All-Star weekend, which nobody cares about at this particular point, like the game, the All-Star game itself. My issue is that why can't we match that level of competition with the games that actually matter for the NHL? How these guys are making their millions. What we care about. Without the NHL, there wouldn't be this four-nation tournament that people are into. So what about the teams that we care about? Whether it's the Devils, Islanders, Rangers, doesn't matter. Whatever team you root for, why is that level of competition in the four-nation tournament greater than it is for the NHL's regular season?
All right, let me try to get to the bottom of something here. Let's both do this. You do this first. From order of most intensity or professionalism, whatever word you want to use, the four majors, the sport that seems to do with during the regular season, the best and then all the way to the worst. How would you put them?
Good question. So meaning not their format. You're talking about compete
effort,
level?
Consistent
professional
effort.
Sports?
Yeah, yep. One through
compete
four.
Compete level.
I got the NBA last, so I could at least start there. NBA's four for me.
I still would probably say, even though I have an issue with the NFL's, you know, the way they don't do it in training camp,
yep.
I do think they compete. Like, if you don't, you're going to get killed
fair
out
enough,
there. So I'm going to go NFL number one. Now,
all
again,
right,
the quality
NFL.
Of play, there's a drop-off. I don't think it's the competition level.
I tend to agree. What are you doing, too? Are you doing baseball? Baseball or hockey?
Yeah.
Do hockey, right?
Yeah, I'm probably going to do hockey.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do hockey as well. We're going to have the same list here. Then we'll both have baseball third.
Yeah.
Both have the NBA fourth. Now, when I do this, I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. When we say that leagues aren't as competitive, is it that the balance of power is so distorted in the NBA, meaning there's so many bad teams? The other problem with the NBA, because both of them, I think, by the way, if we were to do this poll with everybody, I think the NBA would overwhelmingly finish last, fourth out of fourth. And I think part of the problem is, and I get it, but it's a problem. Kids enter the NBA younger. It's one and done, one and done, one and done, one and done. And when you come into the NBA and you're 19, and again, I don't have an issue with it because I get it, but I do think it erodes the product over time because you're less physically mature, you're less emotionally mature, you're 19 years old, you don't know how to play defense, you weren't coached by Dean Smith or one of these great, you know, coaches, Bobby Knight, for a couple of years. It's 1 year, bang, NBA, you're flawed, you can't shoot, you're weak defensively, and you're physically weak in the weight room. I think the NBA has an inherent problem.
Right.
I think, and I'm not even saying for kids that they can't play till they're 21. I get it.
The minor leagues for baseball and the NHL help. Obviously, it helps develop.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the NFL, you can't go after you until after your junior year.
Right. So, I mean, I think that's probably, that might be the biggest issue.
Well, that's why I asked the order, because if it's not the NBA's fault necessarily, there's this inherent issue.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Because the kids are younger, I mean, yeah, you can always try to change the age. Good luck with that with the CBA, which is why I pointed out the CBA before. What do?
Yeah.
These kids are young.
But the NBA openly, first of all, they add more playoff teams, which further minimizes the regular season. Divisions, I couldn't even name you the divisions. That's minimized because it's about the conferences now. They openly talk about maintenance days. I mean, that's been a thing going on for years, as you mentioned, Popovich and the Spurs years ago. They're trying to come up with an in-season tournament to create added interest in season. The NBA has got major. Now, again, I don't know how many people are watching, and I don't care about that. I just know how I feel. As somebody who loves sports, competitive sports, loves it more than most, right? We made it our life. I mean, I've been trying to compete for 20 years in this business while watching competitive sports. So I love it. It's not that I don't like the NBA. Mm-hmm. It's that it's not competitive anymore. It's not competitive the way that it used to be. And without competition, there is no sport. That's kind of the whole thing for me. So they need to figure out how to get the players and teams, because it's not just the individual players, it's the teams as well. How to get them motivated to prioritize winning night in, night out. It's the same thing with baseball. Jeez. That drives me freaking nuts. Yeah, but it should be simple. But
it should be, you look at your bank account every 2 weeks. There's the motivation. I mean, we got to throw more carrots and more enticements to get these guys to play hard.
Well, the teams.
When they're making $30 million a year.
The teams as well. What's the motivation? Maybe.
Now,
here's the real answer. Like, I could have some answers, but it would never happen because it's going to take away from the money. So the money ruined the competition of sports, because let's just say, here's one way to get teams in the regular season. Pick a sport, NBA, MLB, whatever. Make the playoff participants fewer. If there are less teams that are going to the postseason, teams then would play harder in the regular season to make sure they get their asses in the postseason to make more money and compete to go win a championship, if that's what it's all about, right? If you make more money as an organization, and they do, getting into the playoffs, home playoff games, all that stuff, and I'm sure there's bonuses with the teams, we know about this, and the players, then make fewer teams get into the playoffs. That would enhance the regular season. They're not going to do that. Matter of fact, they keep going the opposite way.
Because of TV money.
Which further diminishes the regular season.
It's a great point. I will say this, you know, so we're not, and I don't even think we're negative. I just think we're being very transparent. I think a lot of people agree. I mean, I don't hear these, you know, vigorous protests here. Maybe some of these other calls will get to it. But we are kind of lucky in the respect that Tom Thibodeau still has an old school approach. Knicks aren't perfect, but they play hard. You look at the best baseball players in our city, whether it's Aaron Judge, whether it's Soto, whether it's Lindor, whether it's Gerrit Cole. I mean, these gentlemen comport themselves. I know Stanton's banged up, but like, just they play hard. They play like pros, and they're diligent. I know the Devils play hard. You know, I know the Rangers have had some issues this year. I don't think a lack of effort has necessarily, maybe early in the year. The Isles are scrappy. The Nets aren't very good, but they play their behinds off, and they've already exceeded their preseason win total by Vegas. So St. John's plays as hard as anybody in the country.
And by the way, the Nets played harder when they had Atkinson and growing that younger group, LeVert and all those guys.
I hear you.
Before they went and
Jared Allen, those guys.
I love those guys. Before they went and got Durant and Kyrie and Harden, and then blew the whole thing up. And now, again, they're playing harder. So think about that.
Well, I got to be honest. I think the two teams that play the least hard is the Jets and the Giants.
Yeah.
And it's not just because of a dearth of talent, which is part of it. It might look that way. How many times did the Jets, particularly Sauce Gardner, shy away from tackles? You know, and we love Malik Nabers. He's great. But we got Malik Nabers strolling over to the Commander's sideline, fraternizing with his buddy, Jaden Daniels. Like, it's like the Jets and the Giants, but they project the worst of competition.
Interesting. When you look at it in New York, I don't think you're off on that point. All right, BT and Sal and the fan will continue the conversation. When we come back, get to your calls, 888-808-1019.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.